We find Yisro giving advice to Moshe Rabbeinu that you can't take care of everything yourself. Why don't you set up, let me give you some advice, set you up a system, have other judges, and of course called Gav HaKasha. Any difficult case, they have to come to you, but you don't have to be dealing with every case. So why is it that Yisro was the one to come up with it? No one else did. So on a simple shot is you always need an outsider, that someone who's within watching the system, you take things for granted, but you get another outside view, so therefore it could be more objective. And in fact, that's what we see from here, that Chokmah Bagayim Tamid, that the concept of a Seder, of setting something up, plays its role among the Umas Olam, because they quote in the name of Rav Shimsho Rafal Hirsch, that why is it that Rabbi Akiva was the one, Torah Shabbat Peh had to come through Rabbi Akiva. So Rehersh says that why does the Torah Shabbat Peh have to go through Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is known as the Yisod of Torah Shabbat Peh. So Rav Shimshon Felher says because he was a descendant of a Ger, and that's where a Seder comes from, the non-Jews. And therefore, we needed someone like Rabbi Akiva, who learned it from his descendants, and wanted to be Masada things. If that's what the joke, the belt says over. How come? We know on Pesach, we have what we call a Seder, the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Seder. So we say, Manishtana Halayla Zeh. Why all of a sudden tonight we have a Seder, but to the rest of the time we don't? Generally, we don't have Seder. So that's what they want. That's what Rav Hirsch points out. That's why Rabbi Akiva, and perhaps that's what they're getting to. We are called Dov HaKasha. It was Yisro who came and set up the issue of Seder regarding the basin. The Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't deal with all the issues, but only Dov HaKasha, only that you could go ahead and take care of. And Moshe took the advice of his father-in-law, Yisro.